Hello and welcome to Condensed History Gems. This week on the Fast Five, you got Gem. And I've been mucking around. Now, I'm actually going to give you a little bit of a summary of two of last year's longer podcasts. We did one about Imperial Guards and we did one about law. And I've happened to recently come across a number of examples of Imperial Guards. Slight spoiler ahead for The Last Jedi, but we'll... If you're interested, you probably will have already seen it and already know the stuff. It's only a slight spoiler. And also some more comments about Warhammer 40,000. So Warhammer 40,000, if you don't know what it is, it's a tabletop miniature game. You basically build little figures, then paint them, then play games with them. And it's set 40,000 years in the future, where planet Earth, called Terra, is almost under siege by all these different weird and wonderful alien races, all terrifying in their own rights. And 10,000 years earlier, there had been a major rebellion, the Horus Heresy, and there's a massive, massive fight as they tried to get to the Emperor of Humanity, who is this almost godlike figure, and he was protected by an Imperial Guard. Let's not go into the specifics of that, but they are... Normally he has his super soldiers of space marines who are genetically enhanced, encased in ceramite armor. They make something like stormtroopers look like idiots. They make the toughest things you've seen on TV look rather weak. And of all of them, the Imperial Guard are the best of the best. And since the whole failure of the Horus Heresy, they've kind of been licking their wounds, but also they've been showing how incredibly powerful they are by going on insanely difficult missions and doing them, basically. Then there's The Last Jedi, where in the past we've seen the Emperor in the old movies with the red-robed Imperial Guard, and they never did anything. They literally just stood there. Then in Revenge of the Sith, Episode 3, you see them move for a change. They're knocked over by Yoda. None of these things are particularly cool. However, there is probably the high point of The Last Jedi is there's an amazing fight with the Imperial Guard of Snoke, and it's a great kung fu scene. The point is, Imperial Guards are known in pop culture to be fearsome and deadly and incredibly intimidating opponents and things like that. And to be fair, when you look at things like the Old Guard of Napoleon's, or the Praetorian Guard of the Roman Emperors, or indeed the Janissaries of the Ottoman Sultans, they were all really impressive warriors for a time, however. The thing you don't see in these fantastical things, you know, this is the slight twist in the tale for Last Jedi. I warned you, spoiler in 3, 2, 1. Snoke's killed, but the Imperial Guard fight on. Now, in theory, if their job was to look after him, they could just stand down. They'd already received no honour whatsoever. But what you see in real life is that's not really the way it goes. Quite often with the Praetorian Guard in Roman times, they would assassinate the Emperor, doing pretty much the exact opposite job of what they should be doing. The Old Guard of Napoleon's were loyal throughout. However, the Imperial Guard wavered at the Battle of Waterloo, and were the only time in their history where they retreated was at the Battle of Waterloo. But, you know, that wasn't exactly letting Napoleon down. They were just suffering from being attacked in multiple sides and they had no other option. And then when you get to the Ottoman Sultans and the Janissaries, in the early era of the Ottoman Empire, let's say up until about 1600, the Janissaries were fearsome and loyal, and these were all Christian slaves who'd been converted to Islam, who fought for 20 years as the Sultan's main foot soldiers. And after that, they had an opportunity to move on to other things. The incredibly famous Sinan architect, who did things like the Suleymaniye Mosque in in Istanbul and the Mostar Bridge in the Balkans, he started his career off as a Janissary. And yet, as time went on, they became more political, they started riots, they would cause all kinds of instability and became far more of a political opponent to the Sultan than most other people in the empire. So actually, Imperial Guards aren't quite as cool as the ones you might play with or see on screen. But in theory, they genuinely were the creme de la creme, the cream of the crop of the fighting forces that were available to that civilization. That's it. That's what we're doing. That's the end of the Fast Five. Ran slightly over. Longer podcast, as always, every Tuesday.